Hello, and thank you for coming by. This is Cindy. Most of my podcast friends call me Seabiscuit, and this is my show, I Want to Talk. Today I am going to talk to you about a couple of the shows that I have listened to, I've participated in, and I'd like to give them a review. And they're not bad reviews at all, they are great. So, the first review I'd like to give, probably the only review on at this point right now, is called The Old Man Show. In fact, he's the one that actually gave me my nickname, Seabiscuit. You can hear him Monday through Friday from starting at 7 a.m. Pacific Time and 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But there's also a music version Monday through Friday from, I think it's 5:30 a.m. Pacific Time and 8:30 Eastern Standard. Awesome, awesome music. I listen to him religiously every day. And if I can't, then I go back and I listen to his downloads. But every day, right at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, I listen to him. He has some awful, wonderful, not awful. God, that sounds terrible. Wonderful, awesome guests. Shouldn't say awful. Boy, that sounds terrible. But he says he has some awesome guests. He's got Eric. He's got Chandra Sinclair. He's got Russell Brown from Outside Normal. He's got Dr. Mann, who's a book author, which I have read a couple of his books, which are awesome. I think they're great. He's got Amber May, who has her own show. And he has, there's Shane and there's Lucky Me. These are just some of the people that come into a show and we listen and we talk. You can get up on this panel. If you're a newcomer and you don't follow him and he'll let you up on his panel. And just great. There's several things he talks about. He lets his, what he calls navigators. Those are people that are kind of like in charge of the show one day a week. There's three navigators. One is Chandra Sinclair. The other is Amber May. And then there's Russell, who does Outside Normal. I believe that's what it is. And then you have Wednesdays and Fridays, which are kind of like, you know, Wednesday's a wild card. Friday is where you can, I don't know, get to know other podcasters. You know, it's just it's a fun time. For 2 hours, you get to listen to them, you get to talk. It's just great. I think it's something that everybody should listen to. He does have a main co-host. His name is Eric. Keeps the old man on his toes. I do have to say that. Now he has a boss. The old man does have a boss, and her name is Grammy. You don't hear from her much, but once in a great while, she will come out there and talk. But that's his backbone right there. That is his real backbone. But Eric is his right-hand man and keeps him in line as far as what the podcast goes. Again, please come to this show. Listen to him every single day. You learn a lot from this guy. I mean, you learn a lot from his guests. You learn a lot from the people that are in there. You can throw out questions. You can add input. Now, it is a family-oriented show. So, you can't just, you know, come in there all willy-nilly and start, you know, throwing the F-bombs or, you know, this is, you know, we do not use profanity in this particular podcast. That is a no-no. He will ding you, dang you, and do whatever. He may let it slide once or twice, but you keep on going and he will, like, tell you to go. No more of that. But he's very friendly. He's very upfront. I think he's one of the best people I've ever met. I was down in the dumps at one time, and I listened to him, and he welcomed me into his family of individuals. And I appreciate each and every one of those people that have come onto his show, and I've talked to several of them. And they are all friendly, down-to-earth individuals. A lot of them have their own shows. And I think I'm going to talk about each and every one of them at one time or another. On Mondays is Chandra. Chandra is an author. She has a page on Facebook. You can look her up on Chandra Sinclair. Facebook, I believe she has some interesting things to tell everybody as far as her books and authors. Then there's Amber May, who is from Arizona. She can tell you what goes on in the political world, I believe, out there in Arizona. She loves her kids. She will talk about her kids. Her kids are now in school, and they are into the sports. They love their sports. And then there's Russell. Russell will be your future president. I guarantee you, May, that he will be. He is going to start running in 2028, I believe, or 2024. He's got a good idea. You'll have to listen to his show in order to get the concept of what he's trying to do. He wants to get the politics, or the politicians, I should say, straightened out. He wants to get out the old and put in some new. Now we have there's a program out there called The Pulse. And there's a gentleman by the name of Brett who's running for mayor up there in Alaska. I don't know exactly where in Alaska he's at, but he's running for mayor up there. And his little sidekick there is Scott. They do a news program. They are usually on in the afternoon a couple of times during the week. Awesome show. Awesome, awesome, awesome show. I like listening because they seem to have the better, truthful news. And it's updated. And it's not camouflaged like you hear on some of these news channels. You know, a lot of news channels try to tell you what they think you should hear, but where Brett and Scott tell you what you need to hear, all those little things that you don't hear, they'll tell you. They have great resources. I listen to them all the time. I sit down in the bleachers. They sometimes have people come up and talk, but most of the time they are the ones that are dedicated to giving you the news and the updated news, the current news, and those are the ones that you need to listen to when they're on the air. You need to listen to those people. They are on, I believe, in the afternoon, about maybe, I think, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Eastern Standard Time. I'm not too sure what it is on the Pacific side. But my time, I think, is between 3 and 5 o'clock in the afternoon, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe a little bit late. It might be 6 o'clock my time, which is Eastern Standard Time. So, again, the old man. Here I'm saying I want to talk about the old man. And like I said, he is one awesome man. He is he's from Vancouver, Washington, and he has several contests that he's been having. Now this month in October, he's got one contest that is a trivia contest, which is almost over. It should be over by the end of this week. I participated in it. I know the answer, so I can't really give it out right now. I participated in it. There are several others that have participated in it. I know the right answer. So maybe I'll win, maybe I won't, you know, because there's other people that have the right answer also. They have a Halloween costume contest going, you know. Deck yourself out, you know. Send in a picture. You can dress yourself up. You can dress your kids up. You can dress your animals up. You can dress whoever you want up and send in a photo and just, you know, you'll get prizes. You'll get some wonderful prizes. But listen to his show. Follow his show. I think it's awesome. Again, listen to his music in the morning. You'll get a good feeling when you go into his show. I took him on as a good friend because I was just awestruck by him. He was just so friendly, down to earth. At that particular time, it was at my wit's end. I was going through a bad time, and they just all seemed to just pick me up and carried me through what I was going through. And this is what I think a podcast is about, generally, is to pick people up and carry them, you know, just to help them along the way. Not a hand out, but a hand up in a lot of situations, you know. And this is where I find a lot of the podcasts are nowadays, is more or less, you know, helping you. Getting you through the day, even if you don't participate, you know, listen to some of these people, you know, get to know them, you know, you might know them physically, but, you know, you can get to know them on another level, which is good. But like I say, listen to the old man. Again, he's there Monday through Friday. 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Wonderful, wonderful people. He has so many people up there. You can chat in the bottom there. You can get up on his panel. They have so many things that are going on. And he makes you feel like you're a part of it. And this is what makes me feel good about it. You have a good author in there. His name is Dr. Mann. He's got some wonderful books out there through Amazon.com. I have read also two of those already. They are the Pete Jackson, Detective Pete Jackson stories. I have read two of them. One is called The Unpaid Debt, and the other one is The Sinister Sickness. These were published last year. One book I received from the old man himself as a prize, and the other one I read. And so now I have the whole list. He's got over 23 books. There might be 24. One is out of copy. One is not copied. He's not producing them anymore. But he's got 23 books out there. And you can download them from Kindle, or you can purchase them through your membership through Kindle. And you can get them from Amazon.com. They are awesome books. I mean, I'm going to read them all. I'm going to read them all. They are really, really great books. If you like mysteries, if you like detective mysteries, this is Detective Peter Jackson and his crew. They're not long books. I'll tell you that right now. You could probably read each book in a day. But they are really, really good books. At first I had, you know, the first book I got, I was kind of confused, but then I had to go back and read another book in order to understand where this Pete Jackson was coming from. So I read the other book, the Sinister Sickness. So that's where I began to understand Dr. Mann's writing. And so it made me realize what was going on. At first I thought it was a bunch of, jumping from here to there, but you have to read each book or each series to understand where these books are going to. And because I was kind of like caught in the middle of this book or in the middle of the series, I didn't know where it was coming from or where it was going, so I had to get another book to understand this book. And so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go all the way to the beginning and start from his very first book. And his very first book, from what I can see, is called Lost in the Family Way. I believe that's his first book, and I'm going to go back and I'm going to start reading that. And then I'm going to go all the way down to his last book that he's published. And I should have that done in a month. He's taken every book, I think at least one book a month for the last, I'd say 5 years maybe? I have to sit down and calculate it. But he's a good author. Go to Amazon.com. Look up Dr. Mann. Look up his books. Even for those that can't see well, he's got the big print. The big printed books. Awesome to read. You'll have them read in a day, if not sooner. If you like mysteries, if you like, you know, detective mysteries, these are the books to get. They are awesome. Enjoy them. Read them. Go over to see or listen to Russell Brown over on his show Outside of Normal. He's got some people in there that talk with him, and he talks political sometimes. He talks religion sometimes. He gives you his thoughts on things that are going on, and sometimes he just plays some, you know, nice music. You know, it doesn't always have to be political or religious. Then you get some people in there that are from Australia or England or Europe, or sometimes you even get somebody that's from Africa, or, you know, and they just come in and they talk or they listen, and he'll say hello to everybody. Almost guarantee you he will say hello at least once to everybody that comes into his room. That's the same way with the old man. He will make an attempt to say hello to everybody that comes into his room. And if he doesn't, Eric will. Eric will come in there and say hello. Now on his music side, on the old man's music side of his show, you have Lucky Me and you have Seabiscuit, who is myself. And we try to greet, if the old man can't greet you, we get in there and we try to greet you, tell you to come in, bring your cup of coffee, bring your breakfast, sit down, have a seat, and listen to some really good music. He plays country music, he plays some 60s music, 70s music, jazz, the blues, you name it, he has played it and he'll play it again. Like I say, he has a lot of people that come in and just sit and listen. It's to me, it's a pick-me-up. It's a get-your-day-started type show with the old man, especially with his music. That's what gets me going. In fact, I do a lot of work while I'm listening to his music. I it's on my laundry folder. Just listening. That's what some of y'all can do, you know? You have housework that you gotta do. Put those earphones on. Carry your phone around. You know, put it in your pocket. Listen to what he, you know, his music. Enjoy it. Just love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. That's what I'm gonna do. So, I'm gonna close off for now, and I will be back. Hopefully I will be back live so people can hear me and talk to me. But I just wanted to give a little bit of intro on some of the people that I actually go and visit and I go and listen to. I love all these people. I really do. If I could promote each and every one of them, I would. And they know I would. If they could just send me a little bit of intro, anybody can send me a little intro on their podcast, I would be more than happy to sit down, do a recording just like this, and introduce them to the world. I mean, I don't know how many people are going to listen to me, but, you know, at least I'm putting it out there for them, free of charge. Nothing to them, nothing for them. Just, you know, I'll sit and listen to them. I'll put it out there for them. If they have anything to offer to these people or anybody, I'll do it. I'll go onto their sites. I'll read what they have to say. I'll lead them in the right direction if they're on Twitter. I'll let you know that they're on Twitter. If they're on Instagram, I'll let you know they're on Instagram. If they're on Facebook, boom, I'll put you on Facebook. If they're on Podbean, I'll put you on Podbean. I'll put you in whatever direction they are going into. If they're on another platform, I'll be more than happy to put them on another platform for you. I will do anything to get them out there and do their shows, to promote them, to get them going, to get them out in the world. I want to see them build their business, build their programming, their business, if they have a business. I want to build it for them. If I can't do my own, then I'm going to help some. I'm going to pass it along. I mean, I'm going to help. If I can help, that's what I'm going to do. So, everyone, y'all have a good night. I will talk to you again soon. I will catch you on one of these programs if you happen to come in. Again, the Old Man's Program is at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. And then again at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. And we hope to see you then. Talk to you soon. Bye.